Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold. For the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. Sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold. For the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing morning by the river of life.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning. I hope that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and to honor him, to worship him who has been so good to us, our God, our Savior this morning, who is worthy of all our adoration, all that we can offer him this morning because of his great works and just for who he is this morning. And I tell you, God's been good to us, and I know our problems are real. I know we have troubles and trials and going through hardships right now and in this generation that we're in, these dark days that are upon us, but yet we know that, thank God, we can look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. So I'm glad the best is still yet to come. I'm glad for the child of God this morning. We've still got something to look forward to each and every day. And I know that we're going to win this thing when it's over with. We're going to go home and be with the Lord. And that wonderful this morning to have that blessed assurance and that anchor that holds us steady through all of these troublesome times. I remember these on our prayer list this morning that God certainly would undertake for their needs. Keep praying for Cecil Parris this morning, also Bella Parris, member Edna Owens, also Miss Glenda Henderson, Maxine Jones. Remember Miss Susan Durham this morning in prayer that God undertake for their need. Also Nathaniel Bailey. Keep praying for Miss Sandra Ivy this morning. Also, we want to remember Maggie Matthews and Ronnie Robertson, Haley Campbell this morning. Also, pray for these preachers this morning that have sick and some of them going through heart procedure. Remember Chris Nixon. Also, we remember Jimmy Weaver this morning. Remember George Ashburn. The Lord undertake for all of their needs this morning. We also, of course, want to remember our longtime listeners, Howard and Helen Odom, and Bob and Linda Schaefer, Miss Zula Ellis, Bessie Hawkins, also Robert Dugan Brown. We appreciate all of them listening this morning. This beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. Of course, this is our Memorial Day weekend, and so I hope that you'll certainly reflect upon the blessings that the Lord has laid upon this country and the sacrifice of those that have laid down their lives and given their lives, and that we can have the freedoms we have. And I know those freedoms are under attack, but I tell you, we need to keep remembering the Lord this morning and all that He's done for us. So I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning.
And then
Amen. The book of Ezra this morning, chapter number 10, and beginning reading in verses number 9, the Bible said, "Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month on the 12th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, You have transgressed, have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives." And the Bible said down in verses number 44, "And all of these had taken strange wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children." Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for this day, Lord, for the blessings upon our lives, and Lord, for all that you have done for us, God, how that you watched over us and cared for us, and God, how you've been so faithful this week, God of heaven, to bless your people, God, in spite of all of our faults and our failures, Lord, and God, that you've just overloaded us this week, God, that our cup has certainly overflowed this morning, God, and I thank you for the privilege this morning, God, to read your word, God of heaven, and Lord, to go to your house and honor you this morning, God, and exalt your wonderful name this morning, God, how good and wonderful that it is to worship and honor you this morning. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'll certainly be in the midst, and Lord, may you touch every heart and every life. May you anoint your men this morning, God, as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning. God, thank you once again, Lord, for saving us this morning. God, lifting us up out of the horrible pit, and now putting our feet upon a solid rock and establishing our goings this morning. Oh God, I thank you for the price that was paid for our redemption this morning, for the promise of coming and receiving us unto yourself for a home in heaven at one day after a while. All of this we'll thank you, we'll praise you in Jesus' name, amen, and amen this morning. The Bible said once again down in verse number 12 of chapter 10 of Ezra, then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, and said, and they wept because of what we must do. I want to continue the thought this week concerning our young folks and preach upon this thought this morning. It's not their fault. It's not their fault this morning. The last verse in the book of Ezra this morning, verse 44, said, "All of these that had taken strange wives, some of them had wives by whom they had children this morning." Amen. Now, I'm not trying to beat anyone up this morning. I'm certainly not throwing rocks at anyone, pointing the finger. Brother, if I wanted to do that, I'd have to start with my own family. I am my own circumstance this morning. I realize that some of you have made the best out of a bad situation, have to pick up the pieces and try to start some kind of life, putting it together for you and your children this morning. Dear friend, despite your best efforts, despite the endurance, you found yourself in a circumstance beyond your control. Dear friend, realizing we're unable to make someone do what is right in the sight of God this morning. I realize that divorce is a major plague in our generation. It seems like nowadays there's as many divorces as they are marriages. Dear friend, how sad that it is today. Dear friend, when a man and a woman that got married and loved one another somewhere down the road, dear friend, found them themselves, dear friends, separating from one another. The tragedy is, the Bible said just as then as it is now, that many of them had children this morning. Amen. And how sad that it is when mom and dad divorce. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it's not the fault of the children this morning. Amen. I'm talking to you that may be on the verge of divorce. Dear Ephraim thought about crossing. How your mind this morning, how you may be faced with a decision in the future. But I want to remind you this morning before you take that final step. Dear friend, you need to truly weigh in the balance. The cause, dear friend, of that divorce this morning. You need to consider what's going to be left in the wake. Dear friend, when mom and dad had divorced this morning. Dear friend, who's going to have to endure and survive the aftermath when parents divorce? Man, how sad that it is this morning. Dear friend, that we put that burden upon our children. Dear friend, and it's not their fault. They had nothing to do with it. Dear friend, and you need to consider, dear friend, the great cost of that. I asked him this morning. Man, Malachi chapter 2 and verse 16. The Bible said, God said, I hate putting away. I hate divorce. Man, now here in the book of Ezra is a situation where God had brought his people into the land of promise and gave them all an inheritance. And he told them and warned them time and time again not to marry and intermingle with the people of that land. The people of that land were heathens. They were ungodly. They were pagans. And God warned them. God commanded them. And God pleaded with them not to marry those that were ungodly this morning. But they did it anyway. Dear friend, and while the land lay in waste, dear friend, everything seemed well. Dear friend, but now restoration. God had begun to work once again with Israel and to restore all things. And brother, now it had caught up with them and it was time to pay the price. Dear friend, God gave them a choice. They could either lose their inheritance, be cut off from the people of Israel, or they could put away the strange wives and the husbands that they had taken in that land against the will of God. Dear friend, but the sad part about it is the Bible said many of them had children by those wives and husbands. Amen. And all of this mess they had got themselves into. Dear friend, it wasn't the fault of these children. Even though they bore the burden, even though they paid the price for the actions of their parents, dear friend, here's a family, dear friend, that got broken up because, dear friend, of disobedience to God. I realize our court system ain't much better than a sewer system today. Amen. When it comes to divorce and custody, dear friend, the problem is not in the courthouse. The problem is in the home and in the heart of man. Dear friend, it's sad nowadays that children are used as pawns in a game. Amen. They're used as leverage to get the upper hand. They're used as instruments to inflict a hurt upon the other spouse. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there's some that won't support their children. Some that can't see their children. Some that don't want to see their children. Dear friend, what a mess. What a shame. What a disgrace. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we are to blame. I am not the children this morning. Amen. You say, preacher, my children are resilient. They'll be all right. You can tell yourself all that you want to if that makes you feel better. But I'm telling you, you're cutting wounds in a child. Dear friend, they may not bleed on the outside, but they're going to be scarred on the inside for the rest of their life. Amen. And you need to consider, dear friend, this morning. You say, preacher, it's my life, and I'd like to have some joy in my life, and I'd like to be happy in my life. I want to tell you something, mama. I want to tell you something, daddy. When you brought those children in this world, dear friend, I'm telling you, you put their happiness first. Dear friend, and listen, I don't understand how in the world that a mama can be happy, a daddy can be happy, if those children are in misery. Dear friend, this morning, you took a great responsibility. Dear friend, when you brought them into this world, dear friend, the day until the day they reach, dear friend, the time they leave the home, dear friend, it's your responsibility. It's not their fault, dear friend, that you can't get along. It's not their fault, dear friend, that things are not
not going the way you planned them, and you need to consider what you're doing to them before you make these decisions. Amen. Dear friend, let me mention first of all, dear friend, the day when parents divorce, dear friend, it brings confusion into the home. Amen. No matter the explanation, no matter the excuses, no matter the reason, your children will not understand why that mom and daddy are going their separate ways. Amen. Dear friend, you can sit down and explain to them all you want to. Dear friend, you can try to brainwash them against the other parent. Amen. You ought to be ashamed of yourself turning your children, dear friend, against their mama, turning your children against their daddy. Amen. That's right. I'm talking to you, dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, let them make their own decisions, dear friend, today. Dear friend, it just causes confusion in the home. Amen. I'll tell you, grandmas and grandpas have wore out their walls, dear friend, taking pictures down of the old ones and putting pictures up of the new ones. Amen. Dear friend, every time you go to fill out a school registration card, dear friend, there's a new parent. Dear friend, there's new grandparents. There's new siblings. Dear friend, there's a new place to live. Dear friend, every time them kids try to do a family tree project, dear friend, they got to erase it. Dear friend, do it in pencil. Dear friend, because they don't know how long this one's going to last. I want to tell you, your children need stability. They need to know in the home, brother, that there's a refuge. Dear friend, they need to know this morning they can count on mama and daddy this morning. Dear friend, I am telling you, it's a shame, dear friend, to have to introduce them to their new brothers and their new sisters. Amen. And they might have them for a year or two, and then they got some more. Hey, brothers and hey, sisters. Dear friend, I realize sometimes you can't help it. I know that. I realize sometimes you have to do the best you can. I'm just saying, divorce brings a bunch of confusion into the home, brother, that ought not to be there. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning it's hard to know how to introduce people sometimes. Dear friend, don't know. Dear friend, if you call them, you hi, brother, hi, sister, this is my brother or sister, this is my stepdaddy, this is my stepmama, this is one twice removed. I'm telling you, it just brings confusion. That's all that it ever does. And it ain't them kids' fault this morning. And you need to realize what you're going to bring upon them when you make that decision this morning. And number two, it brings complications into the marriage, into the home, into those children's life this morning. Dear friend, you think your marriage is a disaster. Dear friend, you think your home is a mess. Dear friend, you think a divorce will straighten out everything. You've lost your mind. Amen. I realize sometimes it's inevitable. I realize sometimes, dear friend, it's out of your hands and beyond your control. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, dear friend, if you think it's best, there is no such thing as a mutual divorce. There is no such thing as a good divorce. I'm telling you, it'll bring havoc and complications on your children, dear friend, that'll last a lifetime this morning. Amen. Dear friend, don't you realize you'll have to deal with them, dear friend, this morning at graduations. You'll have to deal with them at holidays, dear friend, weddings and funerals. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, mama's got a new man, daddy's got a new woman. Dear friend, listen, you're bringing kids from this marriage and that marriage and trying to blend them together. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you're putting pressure on those children that ought not to ever have to deal with that situation this morning. Amen. I realize sometimes it's beyond your control, brother. I'm not trying to put you down for doing the best you can. Dear friend, I'm just telling you, when you've got a choice in that situation, brother, you better realize what your children are going to have to deal with for the rest of their life. Amen. Dear friend, it'll bring confusion in the family. It'll bring complications in the family. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you don't realize what a divorce puts on grandparents and family friends. You say, well, preacher, I don't care about anybody else's life. It's my life. life. Dear friend, I'm going to tell you, brother, you need to realize what you're doing to your children this morning and how it's going to affect them. Dear friend, lastly, you bring contention into the home. Amen. These problems going to manifest themselves in years to come. You think finally, dear friend, you got a divorce and finally you've relieved that pressure and finally you've severed all those problems and now we're going to start all over with a honeymoon and everything's going fine and dandy. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, brother, dear friend, there'll be problems. Dear friend, those seeds will begin to grow. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, those children, dear friend, most of the time they'll grow up despising one parent or the other. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, despite what you tell them, despite what you explain to them, they've got their own way of deciding whose fault it was in the marriage. Amen. Dear friend, we deprive our children of the privilege that most of us enjoyed as children, and that is having our parents in the home this morning. Amen. And you say, preacher, you don't understand what I live with and what I went through. I don't understand, no, dear friend, this morning, but I'll tell you, you made a promise before God, and you made a commitment before you brought those children in this world. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, God said, my grace is sufficient, and all things work together this morning, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. And I realize, dear friend, this morning, there may be unusual circumstances this morning, dear friend, but before you take that step, and before you give in, and before you give up, you better realize how it's going to affect your children this morning. Divorce is a wound that never heals. Amen. I don't care how many years pass by, dear friend, it never heals. In fact, I'm going to say this, and you don't want to agree with me, but brother, I've been through it. My parents divorced. Dear friend, my wife left. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, I've experienced it from every realm this morning. It would be better for a parent to die than it would to divorce. At least that child can go to the cemetery and say goodbye and listen, move on. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, every time those parents find, dear friend, in the divorce, every time they try to turn one against the other, dear friend, you're just ripping that wound up that that child has, dear friend, and it never seems to heal. This morning, before you make that decision, before you break up that home, you better consider the permanent damage inflicted upon those children this morning. Man, it's not their fault this morning. It's not their problem this morning. Don't make it their problem. Mom and Dad, get on that altar and give your life to God. Dear friend, and let God help you this morning before you make that final decision. Amen. Dear friend, all they have to put up with in the world that we live, they don't not have to put up with Mom and Dad. Divorce them this morning. It's not their fault. You better consider that. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.